Hi, Jim. What's on your mind? Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sure you've answered this question numerous times. Normally, I'm not near a radio during your program time, and so I actually don't know your opinion, but recently my GP has encouraged me to take a couple of vaccines, and I've been very skeptical about vaccines. Decades ago, when I was taking the flu vaccine, I'd always come down with the flu about a week or two later, and I don't get the flu, so... but anyhow, what we're talking about now is he's recommended I take Prevnar 13 whooping cough vaccine and the shingles vaccine about a month apart. So I know that physicians have different opinions about this issue, and I never really recall hearing your opinion on it, but I was curious.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling. And you and I must not be teenagers where we have little tiny radios coming out of our cell phones around with us at all times. Is that correct?
That's
you
correct.
You said you're usually not near radio, but I know I got some grandkids who are near radio anytime they want to be. What do you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sir, I'm going to defer to a terrific book. So please get out your pencil.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's called Miller's, just like Miller, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. The author is Neil. The author is Neil, N-E-I-L, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Now, what Mr. Miller has done, Mr. Miller is a scientific writer. He knows his science. He's not a physician, doesn't pretend to be. But he is really, really good at science. And what he's done is he has taken 400 scientific papers that have to do with vaccine and their effectiveness and the problems they cause and the problems they don't cause. And he's put them in English. That's so important. Not in scientese. And it's just one per page. And he also, for the scientists in the group, he puts the exact reference on every page. And let's see here. Oh, here's one that has to do with shingles. Let's see. The results of this study suggest, this is a quote from the study. The results of this study suggest that vaccination of children against chickenpox, they say varicella, but we'll call it chickenpox because the researchers did, could lead to a prolonged period of increased incidence of zoster, and that's shingles, sir, among unvaccinated adults. As a result of fewer exposures to varicella zoster virus. And then he gives the reference in case you want to look it up. And then he has bullet points in English. And it goes on, sir, for 400 different studies. You can look up what you want. And, you know, once word of this book gets out there, I am sure we are going to have a tremendous backlash. But they're not going to be able to criticize it because the name, the author, the study is all in there. It can be looked up online, and all he's doing is quoting what they say in the study and summarizing the findings. So anyway, sir, please, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies by Neil Z. Miller, 400 studies in there, and they're all in English, and you can look up the category you want.
Okay, and you think the Prevnar 13 would probably be in that too?
I don't know if the Prevnar 13 would be there, sir, but the whooping cough and the shingles and all those other things they want to vaccinate us, quote, older people, unquote, against are discussed in here. They're actually not discussed.
Okay.
There's studies on them.
Right. Perfect. I appreciate your help.
Well, I appreciate you calling because the word needs to get out about this book, and I'm glad you let me get it out, sir.
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. And folks, this is a very important book. This is science-based. No one can call 400 studies anti-vaccine quackery. No, 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 they can't. Let's see. Here's a reference to a study that tells us that the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine contains human fetal DNA fragments that may be associated with genetic mutations. Oi, 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 did anybody ever tell you about that before they told you to have your kids vaccinated with the MMR vaccine? here it is, the study. You can look it up on in what's called PubMed. Once you find the book and get the author and the name of the study and the journal and all that, and then it's summarized in English, and it's all on one page for each one of these. Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, Neil Z. Miller.